All right, so what I need you to do is get out your phone, your computer, your notepad, your calendar, and mark down July 19th. It's the day for Pioneer Fest 2026. We've been talking about it. Many of you who listen to NBL obviously know about it because it's kind of front and center with what we're doing here at WDCX. Major family fun festival, live music. You know, there's going to be a Ferris wheel, free Anderson's ice cream, bounce house, all kinds of fun things, rides for the kids. And it's like, it's old school. It's families getting together to spend time in God's presence. And it's happening Sunday, July 19th at Pioneer on the Lake, a campground right on the shore of Lake Erie in Angola, New York. Well, this year, the featured church that's actually going to do the service to kick the whole day off, begins at 10:30 in the morning, is going to be Crossroads Christian Church in Elma. And that should sound familiar because we've had Pastor Pat Kleitz with us a number of times on NBL to tell a variety of stories, including God's ministering to him through a bout with cancer and multiple bouts with cancer, the miracle story of how God grew the church during COVID. But we also have the added privilege today of having Jeff Dickett with us. He's the operations manager, pastor of administration / chief operating officer. I'm just giving him titles, Pastor
Pat. Just go right ahead. Throw them out there.
Giving him titles.
Something's going to stick, Neil. Yeah,
I'm setting him up for his next big raise. Anyway.
You guys have been friends for a long time. Yeah. I can see that.
Anyway, Jeff, it's good to have you here for the first time.
Good to be here.
Great to have you. And Pastor Pat, welcome back.
Thanks.
We're going to just put your name on that chair. That's your chair right there.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
When you come in. Man, I just love when you guys are around because we get a chance to hear what God's doing miraculously in the body of Christ. And yes, he's at work in a variety of places, U.S. Sure. and Canada. There are churches that are experiencing God's blessing, but it's like every single time I see you guys, there's more to say about what God's doing at Crossroads. So given the fact that you guys are going to be doing the worship service at 10:30, and we'll talk about that, you know, on the morning of Pioneer Fest, we wanted to get you back in just to give an update on what's going on at the church, get familiar with you guys, and remind people, listen, come to Pioneer Fest early and enjoy the service because you've got coworkers, brother-in-laws, aunts and uncles, neighbors, people that would come to hear live music and have a free family fun day with the kids having all kinds of fun and also get a chance to hear the gospel as it's preached in the morning by Pastor Pat Kleitz. But anyway... welcome, guys. Great to have you here. So, Pastor Pat, you guys prayerfully decided that you were going to be the church, that you took up the mantle and said, hey, if there's going to be a church service in the morning and it's necessary that some church commit to that, we're going to do it. And kind of without hesitation, I think, you guys jumped on board. So, welcome.
Yeah. You know, I really, it kind of surprised me. It kind of came out of the clear blue. Apparently, you must have talked to Jeff. You know,
I got people.
And then Jeff came to the staff meeting and said, hey, we got this opportunity. And, you know, Jeff is kind of a melancholy. They don't get real excited all the time.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
But this guy was really excited. Yep. And I'm looking at him going, oh, my goodness, he's excited. It must be something good going on. So you planted a really good seed in him, Neil, and he picked it up and literally he ran with it. And then took a team of people down there, my daughter-in-law being one of them, and came back, and they were on fire to put this thing together. So
I wasn't even really aware of it previously, but I guess last year I knew that there was a church that held the morning service there, and it was pretty much a church service for themselves. Anyone would have been welcome to show up, but it wasn't being talked about on the radio because I wasn't really aware of, you know, how they were approaching it or what whether they wanted other people to come. But Zach came to me this year and he said, hey, we need a church to be able to do the morning service at Pioneer Fest. And, you know, do you have any ideas? And immediately I thought of Crossroads because you guys like to take, they're not risks. It's not a risk if you're saying yes to God. But I know that you guys are all about hearing from God. Right. And if the Lord was in it, then there was no question that you would do it. I knew you'd do it if you felt the Lord was in it. And we felt the Lord was in it, and that's how it all came to be. Yeah. But anyway, so why were you so excited, by the way?
Well, I was excited about it because it's an opportunity for Crossroads to get out of Elma. You know, we're in the Alma area, which is great, East Aurora, Alma. But it's also a way that we can get exposure to more to Western New York. Mm-hmm. And when I brought it to the staff meeting, there wasn't even conversation about why we shouldn't do it. The conversation was about what else can we do there? What can we do to get the word out? And for people to really experience what's happening at Crossroads. And then when you told me that we could move where the service was going to be to the main stage, I said, that's great. Because now there's going to be people there coming early, and they're going to be able to hear the sermon. They're really going to be blessed.
Let me give you the backstory. That was Zach on that one. I'll tell you why. Because, you know, they have a place there called the Chapel in the Woods. I used to call it the Tabernacle in the Woods. And Rachel Petrick, the executive director of Pioneer Fest, thought that was pretty funny. I don't know how that came out. But anyway, it's this really nice, it's a nice chapel in the woods. But it's a bit off to the side. It's right. Not near the main action at Pioneer Fest. And the reason I didn't think that the main stage was available, because I thought that there was going to be all kinds of sound checks going on. There's six or seven different bands that are playing. And, you know, sound checks are a big thing. I just know that from Kingdom Bound over the years and whatever. But he said, no, all that's taking place on Saturday, and short, brief sound checks before they actually, you know, go on. So it is available if you want to invite them to do the main service at the main stage at Pioneer Fest. Mm. And then the light bulbs really went on.
Yep.
Because, wow, I mean, you've got tons of room over there. It's perfect setup. Professional sound system, stage, lighting, and the whole deal. And, Pastor Pat, you know, the backdrop as you preach, Lake Erie.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you're getting excited, but but on top of that, you guys are talking about the possibility of doing baptisms after the service.
Sure. Yeah, we're going to do baptisms.
If there's a lake, you got to do some
baptisms. You got to do baptisms. Yeah. I know we already have people signed up for it, I believe.
Yeah, we've got sign-ups right through our website. People are signing up to be baptized right in the lake. It's going to be amazing. Kidding. Yeah.
Okay, so...
So I'm going to wear my bathing suit. Preach in my bathing suit. Anyway.
Please don't. Yeah, we want to have good memories of Pioneer Fest. What is it? EA Crossroads?
EACrossroads.com, yep.
EA stands for East Aurora.
Yes.
EACrossroads.com if you want to inquire about the possibility of being water baptized. And I've run into this before from Church on the Beach, where there are some people that are like, you know, I want to get baptized, but our church doesn't have, I'm talking about in general, some churches say we don't really have a baptistry, so we have to bring in like an inflatable thing or, you know, one of those troughs that cows and horses drink out of, one of those, I don't even know what you call them. And I don't want to get baptized that way. I want to be baptized like outside in a stream or in a lake. And then people would come to Church on the Beach and say, this is an ideal setting. I would love to, and I'll bring my family and they can watch this happen. So there'll be some of those folks, I'm sure, that you're listening right now if you're interested. Sunday, July 19th at Pioneer on the Lake. It's a Christian camp in Angola, New York. And the Crossroads Christian Church will be doing the morning service at 10:30 till about, when are you going to be done preaching? Four in the afternoon?
3 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't usually go to four. No, it'll be timely, whatever the schedule permits.
So, you know, if the service is over at 11:30, 11:45, whatever, then they're going to head right down to it's direct access to the beach.
Set your chair up, leave it there. You've got a good spot to watch the music.
It's going to be unbelievable. Right. Yeah, and so, that's the point.
People have to bring chairs, right?
Everyone needs to bring a chair if you want to sit on one, or bring a blanket if you so desire. Right, but there are no chairs provided, so you got to bring your own folding chair.
Okay.
And, you know, it's going to be awesome. So you're going to have a small worship team you put together? How's that going to work?
Yeah, I think we brought our worship leader down when we came to visit, and that was her first exposure to doing it on the main stage. So she's working on what that will look like. Originally, we talked about a real small group, maybe just her and a guitar. But I think with this opportunity, there's a possibility that she can expand that. So, yeah, that's in the works.
Cool. Well, it's going to be so good. And we want to tell the story of what God's been doing at Crossroads. It's so exciting. It just keeps getting bigger. Your favorite word now is hyperbole.
Yeah, that's my native language, hyperbole. And my wife has always said that, you know, when we came here, people used to say, what makes you think you can build a building? And I look at them and say, you have no idea who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Because I serve a God of hyperbole. His thoughts are higher than the highest of heavens.
Yep. Yep.
Like, that's hyperbole, Neil.
Oh, yeah.
So why can't I think like that?
Well, you occasionally do. And that's why the church is being blessed.
Why can't I talk like that?
I mean, people said you got to shut down during COVID, and you were listening to God, not the people.
Right. And we opened up ministries.
Opened ministries.
We started
and the
ministries.
Church like doubled in size overnight.
Vacation
during COVID.
Bible school. Why not?
Yeah. You're listening to NBL here on WDCX. My name is Neil, and we've got Pastor Pat Kleitz, the lead pastor at Crossroads Christian Church in Elma, the East Aurora, Elma area, in studio with us. Jeff Dickett is the operations manager. He's here as well. And so we kind of started out by talking about the fact that the Crossroads will be doing the morning service at Pioneer Fest. And if I'm going to ask Jeff this question because he'll know better than you.
He will.
If everybody who considers themselves part of the, you know, the atmosphere of Crossroads, now, there's some people that come once a month, some come every week. Some are more, you know, housebound. They can't come because they're elderly or whatever. But if everybody showed up on the same week, how many people actually go to Crossroads?
Adults, about 1,100 people.
Wow.
And then probably maybe 200 kids.
At least, yeah.
At least 200 kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So over 1,000 people in the sphere of influence.
Yeah.
Clearly. And because if I asked Pastor Pat that question, we were going to get a little hyperbole, a little evangelistic attendance numbers. You know, evangelistically speaking, about 4 million people
yeah, right.
go to
about
Crossroads. But it is amazing because many years ago, Pastor Pat, you moved here from, was it Ohio?
Yeah, we came here from Ohio.
Yeah. And you stood on the corner of Girdle and Jameson.
Right.
Looking at a field.
7 acres.
And you knew in your heart that God said this is where yeah. we need to plant a church.
Right.
There's, which today has over 1,000, right. 1,300 people.
There were two roads at the cross section. One goes north and south, and the other goes east and west.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a lot of traffic on that road. And I remember standing there, Neil, thinking, location, location, location.
Mm.
If you're going to build a church, build it at the crossroads. This is a place. Many people are at a place of decision. They're sitting at that stoplight. They're looking at the facility, and the Holy Spirit's speaking to them.
Hmm.
You're in a place of decision. This is the place to come. We'll help you make the decisions.
So you're on the verge now of having your, is this correct, your seventh?
Seventh building project, yeah.
Seventh building project as they continue to expand. And the new Family Life Center, I think.
Yep, that's what we're going to call it, Family Life Center.
But let's backtrack for a minute. By the way, Jeff, how long have you been on staff at the church?
On staff, I started part-time about 3 years ago, and then about a year ago, I came on full-time.
Okay, so you were there before the sanctuary expanded?
Correct.
And any other buildings built in the meantime?
I've been there with my wife, Frieda, and I, and our family's been there since 2009.
Oh.
So we've been part of, or we've seen the expansion of our Sprouts wing, the most recent expansion. There was a expansion of our foyer, so we've been part of that.
Well, and it's been necessary because there's so much happening, and to accommodate the growth, God just said continue to build. Now, when you were standing on the corner of Girdle and Jameson 412 years ago, what year was that?
That was in 1989.
I believe
it was 89.
There was no buildings, but didn't you feel in your heart God told you there'd be seven buildings, or am I dreaming that?
No, I didn't know that. I knew that some lady who... you know Debbie Grisbaum?
I know the name.
The Grisbaums, yeah.
Okay.
She said, you know, that this land would be filled with buildings.
Really?
You know, yeah. I mean, I could see the church building, but I ultimately saw the Family Life Center. That's what I was looking at. I wasn't looking just at the church building. I was looking at the Family Life Center.
But there's been buildings built and expansions that happened and whatever, and so the Family Life Center now is building seven. But you saw that in your mind?
Saw that in my mind. I knew that we were going to do that. And Doral and I, my wife and I, said we want to have a place here on the corner where it's open 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
People can come here anytime, day or night. And Neil, if you drive by there, there's cars in that parking lot all the time. That place is always busy, especially during the winter months when the preschool is in operation and then the homeschool program. There's 250 kids in there every day. It's in that
unreal.
Building. Yeah.
It's just so incredible how God has put this whole thing together. And because we're not going to have time to go into all the details that we've talked about in the past, I got to jump ahead for a second. Because at one point you had a Pastor Angel Gauthier that I've known for 45 years or something. He came to speak at the church when it was just pretty much the one building, or maybe there was two, but
one building.
Rather small sanctuary, but you know, even so, God was blessing. And then you're having a conversation with him outside, and he makes this incredible statement that probably didn't make any sense to you at the time.
No, construction-wise, it didn't make sense. He said that he saw wings on the side of the sanctuary. And I remember thinking about it construction-wise. In order to put wings on the side of the sanctuary, you have to support all the trusses of the current building. How do you do that without a lot of poles?
Yeah. Did you even know, though, that he... Like, did you think he was speaking with hyperbole, that he was saying, oh, this church is going to fly through,
you know what?
You know, God's
kingdom? His name was Angel. Angel and wings go together.
Let's go, brother.
I'm thinking to myself, that's where this guy's head is right now, angels and wings.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to do that structurally?
But what's interesting is you're a builder and you were thinking structurally because somebody else might have heard that and just either thought he was a little nuts.
Yeah.
Or that it had some spiritual implication, right? Wouldn't you have thought that, Jeff?
Yeah, I would have thought it was like a spiritual thing. He's saying wings for the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This church is going to fly, you know.
Yeah, so what? 2 years ago, a contractor comes in and says, why don't you expand the sanctuary? Put wings on it. And I said, yeah, right. We have a post every 8 feet or 6 feet. He goes, no. He said, we know structurally how to do that now.
Because of improvements in
construction?
Because
of improvements and because of knowledge, an increase of knowledge. And so he put a whole bunch of steel beams up there that support the whole thing with one post. Neil, every time it snowed this winter, I'd go over and check the roof and make sure that the drywall wasn't cracking from the weight. But he did it.
And it was miraculous. So the sanctuary went from how many seats to how many seats when this wings, when each... It got wider. The sanctuary got wider.
Yeah, it got wider. We had about 350 seats before the expansion. Now we're about 515. Or I went and counted them the other day. There's 513.
Okay. You can't fit two more seats in there? Whatever.
We could.
Okay, but so anyway, when you stand out at, on which road? Girdle. You stand on Girdle looking at the church now. It kind of looks like a 747.
It does. Mm-hmm. It looks like an airplane.
It looks like it has wings.
It's wings.
Unbelievable. So that, I mean, what Angel shared all those years ago was consistent with where God knew this was all going, and it didn't quite make sense at the time. But here you are. And of course, you need bodies to fill these. And the bodies started coming before the wings got on the church. So
see, that's why my native language is hyperbole. God says things, and you don't understand it until you see it. And then you go, that's miraculous.
Okay, but
only God can do that, Neil.
But here's the great tragedy, that sometimes God is speaking in ways where his thoughts are higher than ours. His ways are beyond
our
comprehension. Thoughts. And he's saying something that just doesn't compute in the flesh.
Right.
But don't you believe he's inviting us to say, would you just trust me? Because I've got something so much bigger that it can't even really be described right now.
That's what's so fun about the kingdom of God. You don't know what's coming, and then when it comes, you go, can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, Neil, heaven's going to be like that. When we get to heaven, there's no end to Jesus. I'm going to be bumping you in the shoulder saying, did you see that? I didn't know that. Did you see that?
Mm.
I mean, for all of eternity, the knowledge of God's going to be expanding and expanding and expanding.
Mm.
That's what's going to be so great about it. So why not live like that now?
Amen.
I mean, why not live like that now?
Amen. And of all the churches I'm familiar with in Western New York, you guys have courageously and boldly been at the leading edge of saying, why not? Why not right
why
now?
Why not?
Okay, so let's backtrack a bit. And all of us are familiar with COVID. And when COVID hit, churches started shutting down. They started backtracking. And you guys took a different approach. I don't know exactly how it all came about. But, Jeff, you said you were attending the church at that point.
Yeah.
And then you've been on staff, what, the last 3 years, I think you said?
Yeah. Prior to that, though, I was on the management team, and I remember the conversations we were having about COVID, and nobody knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. We were still doing live streaming and stuff, and Pastor Pat said, enough is enough. We're going to start meeting again. And so we met with the management team, and the management team, you know, we expressed our concerns, but in the end, we followed what God's prompting us to do, mm-hmm. is to open that up, because all these people are displaced. It wasn't just Crossroads people. The people in Western New York, their churches are shut down. If they don't have live stream, they're not seeing anything. Mm-hmm. So we opened it up and got the word out, and people just came. It's amazing.
Did you, when you first started meeting, wasn't it outdoors at first?
Correct, yeah.
Right.
Okay. And did people have to wear masks or what?
We didn't mandate masks. We allowed people, if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. On that first Sunday, not a single person wore a mask.
Really? You gave them a choice and nobody wore a mask?
Nope. They came in, smiles and hugs and just, I haven't seen you so long. And it was the church came back together. It was a celebration. And I remember that our worship leader during that COVID time had wrote a song called Warrior.
Right.
And she played it on that. And like nobody ever heard that song before. It gives me the goosebumps, right? But the church was just singing that out as loud as they could because we're warriors, right? We're ready. We want to come back. And it was amazing.
Wow. Mm. So that was a unique time that you started meeting again, and fearlessly, I might add, that you knew that God was saying it was time to meet, so you started meeting. But all these families, and especially in East Aurora, Alma, but other parts of Western New York, had these kids who had nowhere to go because schools were closed. Mom or dad were working at home, if they were working at all. And they can't manage a job and watching the kids, so they needed somewhere to go. And once again, God was speaking in ways that wouldn't have made sense to most people, but you guys were listening.
Yeah, we have a newspaper, you know, the B newspaper. Mm-hmm. And we took out an ad in the newspaper. We put a sticker right on the front page. You know, bring your children. Mm. You know, we have tutors, we have tech people. And
computers and, yep.
Yeah, and
people
bring,
to help them out.
Bring your children on Monday morning, yep. $10. You know, we'll take care of your kids from 8 in the morning till 4 or 5 in the afternoon. Yep. We'll feed them lunch, breakfast, lunch, whatever. You know, whatever the needs are, snacks. And we opened the doors that Monday morning, 100 kids showed up.
Yep.
Seriously.
Were you surprised?
Yeah, we're rolling out more tables. We didn't know.
We didn't know what kind of response.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, where people be afraid, what would be, you know. And these kids came in, Neil. I mean, can you imagine 4 or 5-year-olds trying to do something on a computer?
Right.
I mean, we had computer people there. We had brought in a phys ed pro. We had a physical education program. Iroquois High School provided us with lunch and snacks and...
That's the part that's unbelievable.
Yeah, but the government was still delivering food.
They were.
They're delivering food to the high school, and there was no students in high school.
Right. So they didn't know what to do with it, so they heard about us. They came down there and said, you know, can you guys use any food? I mean, they were giving us all kinds of...
Yeah, absolutely.
We had more food than we knew what to do with.
Yeah, right.
We need more kids.
Wow. You know?
Yeah.
So 100 came the first time, but it began to grow?
I think it kind of stabilized.
It did, right around 100, yeah.
Yeah, it stabilized at about 100.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't you start a ministry during COVID?
We started a ministry right after. We built a building during COVID.
Right.
Because we saw the potential of what we were doing and said, our children's wing is not big enough for what God wants to do. Look at the potential.
Mm-hmm.
So during COVID, we got all of our guys together and we built an addition on into our preschool. Packed it out, Neil.
Really?
I mean, we have a waiting list now, 17 kids, you know, and we have a waiting list for all of our program and our children's wing now to try people trying to get in it because it's just a God thing.
And so isn't there an ongoing after school program or something that you have at the church?
No, it's not after school.
No, it's during.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, it's during.
But that kind of the genesis of that was during COVID, essentially?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It was birthed out of COVID. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. So how many kids do you feel like you guys minister to per week? And that would include during the week, but also on the weekend with Sunday school and stuff. I know I'm taxing.
I'll use the hyperbole, hundreds. I don't know the number because we have our during the week programs, the preschool and the homeschooling program, as well as we have a Wednesday evening program for kids. Mm-hmm. And then we have our Sunday service program for kids too. So it's hundreds of kids that are coming in through the week.
Love it.
So that's why we need to build another building, Neil.
Right.
Because there's hundreds more that we can reach.
And
I'm not speaking hyperbole now. I'm speaking out of the heart of a shepherd.
And this is in process now.
This is in process.
The Family Life Center will be a gymnasium.
Full size. It's not going to be a little dinky thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a full-size gymnasium.
Like legitimate three-point shots from the corner?
Legitimate. You'll be able to play basketball sideways on this thing.
I got to tell a story.
I got a couple of grandsons that know how to play basketball.
I was just going to say
we're
that.
We're going to play basketball.
So wait a minute. Tell the story. Trey plays at Division II Roberts Wesleyan on scholarship. Just graduated high school, and he's going to be going to Houghton.
Right.
So tell us what happened. This is incredible.
Well,
Grandpa's getting choked up here.
He's a grandpa at heart.
Yeah. I'm a little choked up.
Yeah.
Trey, when he found out that Justice was going to Houghton, said, I'm going to transfer and play there 1 year with my brother. I'm telling you.
So Trey had to redshirt at one point, right?
Redshirted 1 year.
Because of an injury or?
No, just, you know, to catch up because the going from high school to Division II basketball is a pretty big leap.
Okay, so a redshirt year means you don't lose your eligibility, but you're sitting out a season.
Yeah, so he's got one more year left as a graduate student. So he's going to go there as a graduate student, play 1 year with Justice, and they're going to tear it up.
So the two Kleitz boys can be together.
Oh, they're going to tear it up. I guess I'll be.
Well, I'll be with you at the Houghton basketball games. Are you kidding me right now?
It's going to be fun. They're going to be playing up in this area. It'll be fun to watch. They're fun to watch.
The Houghton Highlanders, man. They're one of our ministry partners here. Yeah. So proud of Houghton University.
Solid school.
It's great.
That's why Justice is going there. I mean, he's good enough. He could have gone D2, maybe even D1.
Yeah.
He's a good ball player. And the two of them together, oof.
At one point, he dislocated his elbow or something.
Yep.
And then he shot with his other hand and still scored like 25 points in a game.
Yeah, 30-some points. Averaged 35 points this year.
Good Lord. Yeah, Houghton's going to have a great basketball team, no doubt about it. Anyway.
So that's why we're going to have a full site. Not really, but we're going to use that facility to reach Generation Z and anybody who just is disconnected from the Lord.
But everything, pickleball, it's all going to happen in there.
Yep.
Okay.
I talk about the youth and the young people. That's kind of my heart. But certainly for the, you know, the Gen Xs or whatever, there'll be activities there for them as well.
Yeah.
And plus we can expand it to seat over 900 people.
Wow. Well, Pastor Pat Kleitz is the lead pastor at Crossroads Christian Church, the corner of Girdle Road and Jameson in Elma, New York. And Jeff Dickett is the operations manager there. These guys are part of the team that are going to help lead the worship service at Pioneer Fest 2026. It's happening July 19th. Literally canceling church and moving everything out to Pioneer Fest to do the service there. And the cool part is some people, not everyone probably, but many of your workers who labor every weekend kind of get the day off to come out and be ministered to and spend time with family in a family picnic style event at Pioneer Fest, and everyone's welcome to join you.
Yeah, we have amazing volunteers that do all sorts of ministry at our church, and it was part of that when you presented this idea to me that the staff really was excited about is, you know, they're all working with their volunteers and saying, here's an opportunity for you to just take a Sunday and be with your family and be part of that. And the feedback from the volunteers and everybody in the church has been so excited about doing this. So we're really excited too.
Mm. Well, I want all of you to be praying about coming to Pioneer Fest and pray about who to bring with you. Literally, the coworker, the neighbor, the family member, the friend. Bring those folks with you to Pioneer Fest and start the day early. Come to the worship service at 10:30. with Crossroads Christian Church. There's going to be a water baptism in Lake Erie right afterwards, and then a full slate of concerts and a Ferris wheel and rides for the kids, bounce houses, face painting, free Anderson's ice cream, Pastor Pat.
Oh, man.
Free Anderson's. Are you reading my, read my lips?
I am going to keep an eye on you, Neil, because you'll know right where it's at. I'm following exactly. you around like a puppy dog.
So glad that you're listening to NBL today. We've got some of my favorite people in studio. Pastor Pat Kleitz is the pastor at Crossroads Christian Church in Elma, and you've officially been the pastor there 40 years?
No, I've been there I close to 38.
When you said 40 earlier today,
I actually started another church in another area.
Did you really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. So.
Wow. I thought you were just speaking with hyperbole.
No, yeah. Actually, we started a church in a little town called Richmondville, New York.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, we pastored that for probably 2 years, maybe. Went to Ohio, spent a little time out there in school, and then came to Buffalo.
I love it. So, well, 38 years-ish at Crossroads.
Yeah.
And Jeff has been on staff for the last 3 years, but been attending there since 2009 with his wife, Frida. And Frida's real involved, right?
Yeah.
What's her role there?
She's our Connect Ministry Coordinator, so she's responsible for the new guests that come in and really connecting with them so that she can help them connect with Crossroads and all our programs that we have, our discipleship program called The Journey, helping them become members if they want to be members. We have a Meet the Leaders where they can learn and meet some of the staff, some of the people that lead the church. So her team, her and her team are responsible for really just making sure when people come in the door that they find a connection at Crossroads.
Right.
It's fantastic. And I love the story of Crossroads, especially the boldness during COVID to just say, listen, there are people that need to be ministered to. We need to be meeting together. We're just going to open the doors and say, come. And entire children's ministry was founded through that, where you're continuing to meet the needs of people in the neighborhood. By the way, tell me about some of the fruit of that, because obviously it wasn't just that people were happy that their kids had a place to go during COVID when the schools were closed. But you were building relationships with the community around you, right?
Yeah, we really have done a lot in that area, building relationships with people. I mean, you mentioned Crossroads, and people know, you know, oh, that's a church on the corner that's always busy. You know, mm-hmm. There's always something going on. There's always something there for a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we really attract a lot of families. I mean, Neil, you know, young families with children, and
mm-hmm.
and so it's been really fruitful for us, for sure.
A couple of things real quick I don't want to miss. It's a church, when you walk in the door, you know people want to be there. Like,
yep.
People are enjoying being in the presence of God, and I mean fellowship-wise in the lobby and the friendly greeting. It isn't just people saying, hi, glad you're here.
Mm.
It's people walking up going, I don't think I've met you before, you know?
Right. Sure.
Are you guys from this area? And people literally reach out to you.
We'll meet you in the parking lot with a golf cart and get
right.
you from your car to
Do
the
you,
front door.
For real?
Yep.
Yeah, we've got a six-passenger golf
yep,
cart.
Yep, six-passenger golf cart.
It runs all over the parking
its
lot.
Its own ministry.
Well, as the church grows, at some point you're going to be parked
further
from the
away,
door.
But yep. yeah. Okay. Oh, it's just...
Can I call ahead and make a reservation next time?
It's just a lot of fun. You know, the guy that rides the golf cart is just... We call it the Pope Mobile. You know,
it's so
that's
good.
What I call it anyway.
Well, you weren't kidding. There's always something going on at Crossroads, and VBS is coming up. You said in August, Jeff.
Vacation August Bible 3rd, School? The week of August 3rd. Yes.
There's 100 and how many?
I think we had 175 so far signed up.
Yep.
Already registered.
Already registered. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Yep. So I'm guessing that you're going to have at least 250 different kids attend during the week,
sure.
minimum.
Minimum.
Incredible. And if people want to sign up for that or want to know more, eacrossroads.com.
Yeah, you can go right on there. There's sign-ups for EA Crossroads for VBS for your kids.
Yeah, and again, EA stands for East Aurora.
Yes.
But the church is actually in Elma?
Our mailing address is East Aurora, but we're literally on the corner of Elma and East Aurora.
Okay. Well, EA, if we're saying it quickly, eacrossroads.com, but
yes.
that stands for East Aurora.
East Aurora.
Okay. So let's just kind of recap real quick. Obviously, God has been blessing the church for many years. COVID was a major, there was a major thing going on there. Pastor Pat, because you serve a congregation that, you know, you've been leading and discipling these folks for a long time, and right. you're not afraid to say yes to God, even if what he's saying seems impossible or big. So talk about that for a second, because, you know, I think all of us can learn something from what you guys have experienced, that you should never be afraid to say yes to what God's asking of you, even if it seems impossible.
Right. Right. You, maybe you've heard of the story of a flea in a jar. If you put a flea in a jar and you put a lid on the top, mm-mm. you can train a flea to jump just as high as a lid. If you take the lid off, the flea still jumps only as high as a lid, even though he can jump out of the jar. And a lot of churches are like that, Neil. Mm. They got a lid on them, and they're like a flea in a jar. They just jump so high. But our God is higher than the highest of your thoughts, greater than the greatest of your thoughts, mm-hmm. beyond what you can think or imagine. Why can't we think like that, Neil? Why can't the church think like that? What is impossible for our God? You know, there's nothing impossible for our God. Mm-hmm. And if he calls you to do something that seems to be impossible, you just need to take that lid off and say to the church, okay, jump. Mm-hmm. Let's go, church. We're going.
You just reminded me of something. In 1992, Mary and I moved to Washington with our three little kids. Mm-hmm. And I worked for Focus on the Family for a couple of years doing radio news. But leaving Buffalo, New York, and going to Washington, the cost of living was exorbitant compared to here. And yes, I was getting a little bit of a raise leaving this job, but didn't know for sure we'd be able to make it. And then when we counted in commuting costs every day and the whole thing, we were actually moving in the red. Mm-hmm. We knew that we were moving to a situation where financially it didn't make right. sense, mm-hmm. but we were 100% convinced God was telling us to do it.
Right.
The first weekend there, Mary, one of the kids gets sick. Mary takes him to the doctor, says, what do you do for a living? She said, well, I'm a pediatric nurse, but we just moved into town and I'm a stay-at-home mom. Well, that's okay. Could you work Saturdays? Could your husband watch your kids? Well, I was home on Saturdays, so I watched the kids. So she started working there. Then we got free pediatric care. I immediately got a raise at Focus on the Family because they were cutting out overtime, and I had just done a ton of overtime covering the Republican and Democrat conventions. Anyway, I got a huge raise, relatively speaking, at that time in my life. And by God's grace, we moved back 2 years later with savings in the bank. I mean, we weren't rich. We're not Elon Musk here, you know, but the point is, it was impossible on paper. And God said, no, I've got something else for you. You just need to trust me. How many times, and that's one tiny little example of what Pastor Pat's talking about. But why don't we just trust God? Why don't we just do what he's saying?
Let's start doing the impossible.
Amen.
That's what I look at.
Yeah.
You know, what makes you think you can do? People always say that to me. What makes you think you can do that? You know,
Jeff, you were a corporate administrator guy.
Yeah.
And now you're on staff full time at a church. And for a while you were doing both, kind of working part time. You took a leap of faith.
Absolutely.
Do you have any regret on that?
Oh, no way. Not at all. I've told Pastor Pett I could never go back to what I was doing before because our work is for God. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's just such a bigger purpose, an eternal purpose. And, you know, I just remember when Pastor offered me this position, we went out to lunch. And, you know, we had conversation, and then he goes, I'd like you to come on staff. And I said, okay, what's the job? And he said, I don't really know, but I need your help, you know? So, you know, because we had a relationship. I've worked mm-hmm. with him, the management team, and all sorts of stuff. And so I took about 3 months to understand what the need was at the church and then presented it to him. And I had this big presentation because I'm from the corporate world, the big thing, and you know, Pastor Pat looks at it and he goes, looks good to me, you know, and then we just went through the steps to bring me on board, but no regrets at all.
Wow.
Because like I said, what we're doing is an eternal purpose. It isn't just, you know, making things and selling them. It's an eternal purpose.
Yeah. And every one of us are called to service in God's kingdom. So like maybe you're listening at work right now, or you're in a car on your way home from work. But it isn't just about those things. It's about the fact that you and I are brothers and sisters in Christ in service to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who thinks way bigger than we do, and for whom nothing is impossible.
Nothing.
And he's saying, would you just trust me? So I think that's just a word for anybody listening today, Pastor.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, we can do the impossible. You know, I'm 78, Neil. I mean, And I'm still growing. I'm still learning, and I still got ideas and visions and, you know, dreams. And they keep me alive, you know? I mean, they keep me going. It keeps me active, and it's
And to see God say something that looks impossible. By the way, the Family Life Center was going to be impossible.
Right.
Because you were landlocked to some degree.
Oh, my gosh.
And then miraculously, God brought about a phone call from one of the women who owned property near you.
7 acres.
And said, if you want it, I'll make it available.
7 acres in Elma, New York.
Wow.
The town board said, how did you do that, Pastor? How did you get 7 acres in Elma? You can't buy 7 acres in Elma.
Yeah.
You know, next to the church, too, by the way.
Yeah. So that the Family Life Center could be built easily, add parking, et cetera.
Yeah, now we can expand as much as we need at this point, as much as God desires us to expand.
It's incredible.
He just took the lid off the whole thing.
Well, Sunday, July 19th, Pastor Pat Kleitz will be preaching at Pioneer Fest. The whole day begins with a service at 10:30 a.m., and I want to encourage you to come. Bring a chair or a blanket if that's what you want to sit on, because there are no chairs provided. But the main stage at Pioneer on the Lake in Angola, New York, is where this is going to happen. Service will go for an hour or whatever, followed by a baptism service in the lake. The concerts begin around 12:15, and in the evening, John Reddick will be doing the final concert with the sun setting behind him into Lake Erie. Mm. It's going to be absolutely an amazing day, and you can learn about all of it by going to pioneeronthelake.com or the events page at wdcxradio.com. If you want to sign up for baptism that's happening with Crossroads service in the morning, you go to eacrossroads.com. I want to give each of you guys an opportunity to invite people to come to the church on any given Sunday or to Pioneer Fest on the 19th. But we'll start with you, Jeff, since we're going to give the pastor the last word here. But yeah, you guys have been working hard on this, so go ahead and speak from your heart.
Yeah, I mean, when you reached out to me, and it was just such an amazing thing, I had never even thought about it. We never even thought about doing that. We did some promotions last year for Pioneer Fest, but it's such a blessing for us to be part of this, because I just love the idea that Crossroads and what God's doing at Crossroads can get shared with a broader area in Western New York. And I'm really excited about what Pastor's going to preach about. He's an amazing preacher. I mean, honestly, I've been going to Crossroads since 2009, and every Sunday I learn something new. Which is incredible. And, you know, and the baptisms, what I'm really excited about too, is because, you know, like we've talked about, you can get baptized in the hot tub or whatever, but, you know, there's something about a lake or a river or something, right? Yeah. So we have those baptisms, and I think that people will be there and get moved on the day of and say, I want to be baptized right now. We're ready to do that as well. So I'm super excited about it.
Love it. Mm. All right, Pastor Pat.
Yeah, I've always said if I could design the perfect church, Neil, it wouldn't have a roof on it.
Really? You said that?
Yeah, many times, right, Jeff?
Yep.
I've said that.
Yep.
Well, we can't take the roof off of the church, so we put tents up outside. Right. And during the summer, we meet outside. Because our God is a God of creation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I'm outside and I look at the sky, Neil, I got a scooter, go around sometimes when the sun's setting, and I just look at the sky, and I just think about my God. He's the God of the unimaginable. He's the God of all creation, and we're going to get a chance to be outside without a roof, without a tent, by a lake.
Mm.
You know, like, I'm going to bring my kayak, man. If it's not my scooter, it's my kayak. You know, that's where I go, and I get away to be with the Lord and just be outside like that.
Yeah.
In that beautiful setting with the lake and all our friends there and music and worship and just lifting our eyes to heaven and blessing our Father.
Amen.
It's going to be fun.
And don't forget to bring someone with you.
You bring someone.
Co-worker, neighbor, family member, whatever. But Lord, I just pray for what's going to happen at Pioneer Fest this year, starting with the church service in the morning. Thank you that Crossroads has taken the bold step of literally shutting down their church service for a week so that their staff, their members can come and be a part of it. Lord, this is a major church in Western New York with well over 1,000 people in their sphere of influence. And Lord, Pioneer Fest is just going to be amazing, especially starting off worshiping you and then hearing concert after concert as we're continually pointed to your throne. God, help us to trust you for the bigger things in our lives. Some of us are praying about relationship problems or financial situations that we're facing that seem impossible. Medical situations. Lord, you can handle it all. You're the God who can do anything. Help us to learn to trust you that way. And we thank you for the opportunity we have to partner with Crossroads Christian Church in Elma. Bless them, Lord, we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. EACrossroads.com. Don't forget Vacation Bible School coming up the week of August 3rd. Jeff Dickett, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And Pastor Pat, you're always welcome, brother.
I love you, Neil.
Love you
too. Thank you for having me.